Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
They've lost ballots. There's fraudulent ballots. It's how are you going to do that for an entire nation? They're using COVID to try and get the mail-in ballots. Now, absentee ballots are great. Absentee ballots, they have to request them. They go through a process. They get them. But the universal mail-in ballots have turned out to be a disaster.
All right, so it's political, and don't think it's not. We look at what we're getting ready to see happen in this country, and that is November, the beginning of November, a big election, a presidential election, and many of you have equally important things to decide in your neck of the woods. So you heard what the president said there about mail-in voting. A lot of the Republicans are parting ways with that and saying there's no way that they would ever consider changing the election, and that it's not fraudulent and it is very rare, so the election should go on as it's scheduled to do. But what does this mean? Will there be people that will be afraid to do the mail-in voting? What does it mean when it comes to the charges that it is rampant voter fraud? There's been so much talked about with this, this past week especially. So we're going to jump on that a little bit, and we're going to talk some about COVID-19. Hey, everybody. Boy, I hope you're hanging in there. I know it's tough, and I can tell from some of the emails, that you are sending me, that you're having a tough time, that it's been rough on your family, it's been rough on you, and you feel like you're constantly playing that cat and mouse game with everything, with your life, with the livelihood of those in your family, and everything in between, and then looking at schools and what happens in the school year and what happens to the kids that have graduated and the college-bound kids and those that are going to be seniors in high school and those that are starting kindergarten. And I mean, there's just a whole array of things that we're dealing with. So this is my virtual hug back to you. I will tell you where we are as far as death total. 158,000 deaths in the United States. That's out of 4.8 million confirmed cases. 2.33 million have recovered. By the way, worldwide, as I know we have many people listening to us internationally, we feel you too. 692,000 people have died. That's out of 18.2 million cases. 18.2 million cases. It looked like Florida was going to get slammed by what could have been a huge hurricane. Instead, tropical storm. Sadly, for the people in the Carolinas, lots of water and lots of concern in North Carolina because you couldn't sandbag it for as much as you needed in some areas, low-lying areas. So the dangers of the path is it's always the position of where the storm is, and it's headed up the coast to parts in the northeast. We'll see if it maybe gets a turn or it stays in the same direction. You're looking at high winds and really Cat 1 kind of conditions, which are pretty serious depending on, again, where you live, where it hits. You know, it's all about that timing and the aim of the tropical storm. Let's put it that way. Let's go to Grim, listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you? Hanging in.
Hey, Kate. I'm hoping that we don't get cut off again like we always seem to be, but they're trying to make everything digital.
I got you.
As far as this election goes, I see Donald really messing up by sinking his own ship and making ties with Mitch McConnell, because, look, out of 30 million people on unemployment, those that don't want to work got to amount to not much more than 1.7 to, say, 3 million. And the rest of them are people that actually make this country operate. They're the electricians and the journeymen, all the journeymen with just two or three workers. It's ridiculous that he wouldn't want to stimulate the economy. I mean, it truly is. And to mess with welfare is not that much. It's meant to be there.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
We've had 50 years with the Democrats and their economic policies of them going ahead and trying to give everything away and then turn around and pay for it by taxation. And then when you go to the Republicans, which is exactly what Donald's doing, is the old school policy of running into the problem of creating an inflation economy, and then we're going to put up with, good Lord, maybe 100 years of recession.
Yeah.
People don't know what recession was like unless they went through it in the 80s. And I sure did.
But, yeah, you know.
Because it's actually worse. Now, here's my policy. Like an old steam locomotive engine, let's cut up some wood and let's start stoking up that till we get enough steam going and enough fire going in a firebox to where nobody can stop the train and let that economic train just run over everything. If you got an idea that even produces 1% good, fund it.
There you go. 1% good, fund it. Just start doing it. The backbone of the country, that's basically what you're saying. Give us the business. Make it happen. The innovators.
Yes.
The creators. Yeah. I agree with that. Absolutely.
Pump the money out there.
Yep.
Pump the money out there. Put it out there. Give everybody a shot. Because do you know how many people are going to look over and say, he's got a pretty good idea. That reminds me of something. Why didn't I try this idea? That's what
right.
You're going to do. You're going to create creativity.
Well, I so agree with that. It is about stimulating the people, and it is about
this stagnation,
small business. I think that we lost
Lord,
you.
Just so the politics.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you, Graham. We're going to let you slide because you're kind of cutting in and out. You made some really good points, though. And I agree with you. I mean, you know, it is about, I think sometimes that's, I don't think, I know sometimes what happens is it's the squeeze of the small business. It's the idea of creating and letting that creativity happen, letting that innovation happen. And we're seeing that because people are being more resourceful, obviously, through the pandemic. That's why I said, this is what I talk about, reimagining, reinventing, rebooting what you think, changing that mindset, but having the backing of your government behind it is a whole different thing. The push for small business and supporting small business. Yes, yes, yes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed best.
letter for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Odds and ends segment. I got to tell you, my family made their way 16, 17 hours straight from the Sunshine State to my mini facility, I'll call it, in Texas. And boy, oh boy, it is so good to see family. I know what people are talking about when it's been such a long, long time. And the further we go down this pandemic alley, the more that, yes, we have those connections, but the more I think we crave those connections. And it made me think about it today that, you know, when we were saying in the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic that we're all in this together, hashtag we're all in this together, we are all in this together. And as Americans and people that are listening in other places, you know, your life is in the hands of people that other human beings that are blocks away or perhaps counties away that could play a part in the fate of what happens with your life. I mean, that's why the mask thing was so mind-boggling to me that it became political, because I didn't think it needed to be political. Just wear the damn mask if it's protecting you. I mean, and you saw people flip-flop on that, which is fine, because I think that it's foolish to have a foolish consistency, meaning that you can change your mind, especially if it veers in the right direction. And if only some of those minds had been changed earlier, but nonetheless, it is pretty clear that when you are not social distancing, and especially in giant crowds, and you're not wearing the mask, and then you go back home to family, to people you care about, not wanting to do any damage, of course, but just thinking you have this invincibility, and then hearing these sad stories of families where somebody went to a party and, oh, they had been so good, and then they bring it into the house and others get infected and then somebody loses their life. And imagine how guilt-ridden you would be. I think carrying around the possibility of the guilt would be enough to stop me, even at a young age where you feel invincible and as if you know, hey, it's not going to be that I can get through this if I happen to get it. But I think that there's something in that song, We Are Family, to remember that and to keep that in the back of your mind when you're taking these chances and thinking, it's okay. I mean, look, you know, we had even Mitch McConnell, who was peddling the masks. You see it now, and you're seeing more and more people wear the masks and talk about the masks. You had Gohmert's family, one of his daughters, I think, came out and said, wear the mask, look what happened, don't listen to politicians like my father, because that's exactly what happened. So his daughter spoke out about it, about his diagnosis, ignoring medical expertise. That's exactly she said. And Caroline Gohmert, good for her. She said, it's heartbreaking. Wearing a mask is a nonpartisan issue. The advice of medical experts shouldn't be politicized. And she said, my father ignored medical expertise. Now he has COVID. And she said, I love my dad. I don't want him to die. Please, please listen to medical experts. We just saw Herman Cain, who had, yes, a condition, but it was COVID-19 that brought him down in the end. Who's looking to go to that early grave? Who's looking to quickly make what I call that dash? You know, where's your dash from when you're born to boom, when, and what have you done? I don't think you want to end up like that. So bravo to Caroline, who tweeted that out, because I agree 100%, and I've been saying this from the very, very beginning. People, it was never about politics. It should have never been politicized. Never, 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 ever. Absolutely not. All right, we move from one form of social media to another. There's been a lot of conversation about TikTok, the platform where you have the short videos, and Microsoft now wanting to buy TikTok, which is a social media service that's favored by especially American teenagers. And you think of Microsoft, and I didn't think about this at first, but I thought, okay, they've got these 15 days to figure this out, but why would Microsoft want it? Why would Microsoft want it? They'd want to break out of the whole desktop thing and the image they have and what the consumer market thinks of Microsoft. So the potential here for them is enormous, I suppose. A TikTok acquisition would deliver something that has eluded them for a while, a major platform. When you look at YouTube and Google and Facebook and all of that. But right now, China's ByteDance, or BitDance, I should say, they own it. And there are competitors that are thinking of trying to get in the game. And TikTok's interesting because people are is being talked up even more now than ever, and there is the push for Microsoft to jump in, and it looks like they could under certain conditions, and we'll see if they end up snapping it up or not. It would be at a huge discount, I'm sure, because you have 100 million users, you have massive momentum, you have advertising revenue, you could cross-sell it for Microsoft. I think it would be a wise move. But there is that threat to issue an executive order to ban TikTok in the U.S., and that follows another from last year because of national security concerns. We've talked about that. We've gone deeper into the whole privacy thing and what are they digging out and what do they know and where is that going to lead us and everything in between. But I think Microsoft really, 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 really wants to make this happen. Because I have friends in California. I've gotten updates during the day on this fire. More than 2,000 firefighters, supposedly, and a whole bunch of aircraft are really trying to snuff out the Apple fire, is what they're calling it. It's about 85 miles east of Los Angeles. It spread to 26,000 acres, sent smoke drafting into, you know, Arizona, threatened thousands of homes in San Bernardino and Riverside. And it started on Friday evening, smaller fires that then merged and became that much bigger. And the conditions in California, all it takes is low humidity, thick vegetation, and triple-digit temperatures, and they're off to the races with a fire. You see it time and time again. When are we not talking about some raging fire at least once a year in some part of Southern California? I mean, it's gone. The leading edge of the smoke from this Apple fire has been pushed all the way as far as the city of Globe, Arizona. So 400 miles away. 400 miles away. That is crazy. When you look at that, you could see that smog. I'll call it the smog or the smoke or the whatever. That far away. It's hot. It's intense in some of those areas. It gets picked up by the wind and gets moved. Move the flames, and then it becomes that much worse. So tough. One of the best privileges I've had of living this life that I live is that I spent some time with firemen, and I see exactly fire people, and I see exactly what goes on and how hard they work to try to clamp down on these things. All right, we're talking about the Irish and some silver and an intriguing novel next. Hang with us, everyone.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will need to bring its daily coronavirus case count down by 10,000 by September to gain any level of control over the pandemic before fall, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert. The country continues to log 50 to 60,000 new cases a day, suggesting it's right in the middle of the first wave. during a live stream with the editor of the Journal of American Medical Association. He said, if we don't get them down now, they're going to have a very bad situation come the fall. The prediction is based on two factors: the expected flu season, which sickens thousands of people in the United States each year, and cooler weather forcing people indoors. The U.S. now has 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 reported, with more than 156,000 deaths, by far the largest numbers for both case counts and deaths globally. This is USA Radio News. A judge dismissed a legal challenge that had been blocking Virginia officials from removing a towering statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from the state's capital city, but he immediately imposed another injunction against dismantling the figure. The new 90-day injunction bars Governor Ralph Northam's administration from removing, altering, or dismantling in any way the larger-than-life statue of Lee on a prominent Richmond Avenue, while claims that a lawsuit filed by local property owners are properly litigated. Hurricane Isaias is expected to push ashore into the Carolinas in the overnight, with life-threatening storm surge flooding, damaging winds, and flooding rainfall. Some additional strengthening is possible before it hits land, and Isaias will only slowly weaken as it spreads those impacts up the East Coast as far north as the New England territories through early Wednesday. Hurricane warnings have been issued for the Carolinas, and tropical storm warnings extend as far north as Maine. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
In Author's Corner, Jeff Quife joins us, and he's written quite a book, and you can imagine, I know you're all going to know why I was interested in this book, The Irish Fiasco, Stolen Silver in 17th Century Ireland, a Luke Tremaine adventure, and he's a bit of a cad, this Luke, and we're going to let Jeff get into it, but some of the female readers are not happy with that, perhaps. So, Jeff, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And tell us, why did you write this book? What drew you to this story?
Well, what drew me to the story was a reference that I've discovered in the records of the Spanish Inquisition, of all things. They were not only concerned with making sure you had the right doctrine and believed the right things, but they were the border patrols of the border protection of the period. And they very worried a lot of Spanish silver.
Spanish silver. I know, so intriguing when you think about that. That's the first thing. It's like, what is this stolen? What is this stolen silver? And that's the idea, right? What is it? Where did it go? What is it?
Yep. And the King of Spain was certainly out to help the English king against his parliamentary rebels. So it was thought to be sent to the royalists, but they never got it. And then other people said, no, the papacy got involved and sent it to the Irish rebels, who wanted to create an Irish Republic, you know, for 300 years before it actually happened. So this gave me a nice basic plot. Where was the silver and what effect did it have on the history of Ireland?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And the history of Ireland is something that, you know, this has been arm wrestled with for many, many, many years. You know, we could say centuries, actually. And so quite an undertaking on your part, but you have a background steeped in history. You were actually the head of a history department, in fact, at the University of New England. But tell the listeners where the University of New England is located.
Well, in Australia, the University of New England is located north of Sydney in a regional area called New England and in the town of Armidale. And I've spent the last 34 years of my working life teaching history at that institution. And my emphasis was on early modern Europe. And I was particularly interested in the English Civil War, and part of that involved Ireland quite dramatically. The Irish rebels massacred English settlers, and then the English king made an alliance with the Catholics, which lost him support in England, and so the whole intrigue went on. And in 1648-49, the period in which the Irish fiasco is centred, was a very critical period, a dramatic turning point. The English had executed the king. The Parliament was getting an army ready under Cromwell to invade Ireland. And as both American and Australian listeners would know, to this very day, Oliver Cromwell's name amongst the descendants of Irish people, he's still hated. I hate to admit I'm very pro-Cromwell, and part of the Irish fiasco tries to put a positive light on it. If that silver could be used by the royalists, they probably could have held out. Cromwell may not have been able to be as successful as he was. So if that silver fell into the hands of Parliament, the English might have won. If it didn't, history of Ireland would have been very different. So Luke Tremaine has the whole history of Ireland in his hands.
Ooh, I like that. And I love how you said that the history of Ireland could have been different. And as someone who has taken the show and traipsed around Ireland, boy, that is exactly, again, what people talk about there. So I love the intrigue mixed with some history. And then Luke, tell us about Luke Tremaine. What's he like?
Luke Tremaine is devoted to Oliver Cromwell, and through the series of novels, one, Cromwell starts as his cavalry captain, then Luke becomes a special agent. He's Cornish. He goes off to the Netherlands to fight the Spaniards. He has no time for Spanish Catholics. And when the Civil War begins, he comes back to fight with Cromwell. And unlike a lot of the Cromwellian troops, he's not particularly religious. He isn't a Puritan. He doesn't go around singing psalms like some of their units did. He's a professional soldier. And unfortunately for modern-day women's lib, et cetera, their attitude to women was very callous. I mean, the professional soldier, you know, wenching, drinking, and killing, that was what life was about. At least Luke tries to do it for a noble cause, the security of the English state.
Yeah.
Which is not what Irish people would readily accept.
Yeah, I agree with that. And again, the name of the book is called The Irish Fiasco, Stolen Silver in 17th Century, or in 17th Century. Boy, it's interesting, kind of you know, looking at the 17th century, but Stolen Silver in 17th century Ireland, a Luke Tremaine adventure. What do you hope people take away from reading this book?
Well, I think they get four genres for the price of one. Anyone interested in history, obviously, the history of Ireland in the mid-17th century is fascinating. Secondly, those who like spy thrillers and high politics, you get that sort of aspect in this as well. You have the high adventure, the hero, Luke, crosses Ireland several times, being hit on the head or hitting other people and almost getting killed. You have that whole adventure. My motivation for these aspects of the genre, I was always fascinated with Horatio Hornblower, C.S. Forrester's book on an 18th century sea captain. And Brother Cadfile, Alice Peters, medieval monk. And so my hero is in the middle. He's a 17th century cavalry officer. And the most fascinating part of all, and I hope it gives the readers an opportunity to guess who the murderers are, because in Luke Tremaine there are several, in the Irish Fasco, several murders. Can the reader discover who they are before the author does? And I've modelled that on the classics like Agatha Christie, where you give enough clues to get to the right answer, but confuse everybody with red herrings. So I think the simple answer is a reader will get what they're looking for from it.
I like that. You know, and again, we're speaking to Jeff Quaife, and he's written this book that we're talking about. It is, he's right, it has all these genres mixed in, and it is intriguing, and trying to solve it and figure out how you feel about it is quite intriguing. For you, what was it like to do this when you finally pulled it together and, you know, you put it to bed, as it were? Did you feel excited about it, that you had been able to pull this together? Like you said, I think the key thing that we unlocked is different genres.
I think the moment when one feels good about completing it, my method of writing is a bit shambolic in many ways. The first draft, I just sit down and write the narrative out of my head. It can be contradictory, etc., etc., etc. And then one goes through various drafts on making sure everything is logical, it fits in well, and finally the sort of how it's expressed. And I think the when one finishes that final draft, you feel good. But then you immediately think, well, what does Luke Tremaine do next? So you get into the next book.
That's a very, very good answer, and let's leave everybody with that intrigue. Jeff, Quaife, thank you so much again. The Irish Fiasco, what an intriguing book indeed, and you can get it on Amazon.com. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jeanette Gagan joins us this time around on Author's Corner, and we've talked to Jeanette before. She has so many, she's a prolific writer, but what she's been able to do and how she's been able to take her work with people as a psychologist over the years and tackle some of these subjects and really make you understand and bridge that gap, I think is phenomenal. One of the best, as I've read so many books. Jeanette Gagan, thank you so much for joining us. And the name of the book this time around, specifically, we're going to focus on two, but really, Grow Up Your Ego. And Grow Up Your Ego is just a great title for a book because people really struggle with who they are and what ego is and all of that. So how'd you break that down? Tell us about the book.
Well, when I was a child, there was a popular saying, children are to be seen and not heard. When repairman was working on the house, he said to my father, "The baby in the crib has been crying for a very long time." My father then replied, "That's how we do things in this household. Crying toughens babies."
Wow. And is that a good thing? I mean, you think about what people grapple with when they're older, when they grow up that way, and a lot of people have grown up that way.
Well, I think in years past it has, but hopefully it's now changing. Because little was known in those years, the 1930s and the 1940s, of the importance of bonding with one's children. Fortunately, scientific research definitely indicates there are 10 stages to emotional and spiritual maturity.
Yeah, let me stop you. One of the first stages is the parents and the children, right? And learning that bond.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that, and so that was one of the, that's why you brought that story up, because that's one of the things that's so important in that connection, and you probably have seen this over and over again as a psychologist, correct?
Yes, related to this, I grew up in a German Catholic family, which is religious and not spiritual. Furthermore, their knowledge of human emotions was almost non-existent. Being and showing anger was not allowed.
Yeah, wow. And so expressing yourself and in the book, and again, we're talking about grow up your ego. You talk about the stages of the ego, and then there's assignments, what to do. So what do you do? What are some of the things you suggest that people do?
Well, to understand that there are these stages and really unite with them and work your way up one by one.
All right, so work through the stages and just take them one at a time, tackle that, and it's never too late, is it?
No. When I was in grade school and went to confession, I told the priest I have bad thoughts every day. When I was 4 years old, my mother was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and died when I was eight. Oh. And I remember standing at the grave as her casket was lowered into the ground and thinking, it's she that died, not me. So I wasn't letting myself feel anything about that.
Right, right. And so that's tough. Is that part of the reason why you made the leap to psychologist? Did you know that you always wanted to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've seen so many different patients deal with so many different things. And in your work, is that part of it? Because you have a different, you know, you have an interesting point of view and an important one because you see this over and over again. Is that why you called the book Grow Up Your Ego? Because it's what you've seen happen with people over and over again?
Well, a scientific research has definitely shown there are 10 stages. To growing up one's ego.
And once you do that, what is that feeling like? So you go through the steps and you do the work, then what's it like?
Well, you actually become mature and you're able to not only relate more closely to people in your family, but to many, many people.
Yeah, boy, that's so important. And now we're seeing that with the lack of connection for so many, if they knew how to connect a little bit better. What I think we're really talking about this, but when you put this together and after you put it together, what is it that you hope people take away from reading the book?
The importance of emotions can no longer be ignored. Part of our humanness is to feel our feelings, such as anger, and express it in a way that involves no harm to the self or others.
All right, that's pretty well put. And go ahead, finish.
For example, when I discovered I had been betrayed by a colleague in a safe environment, I shouted angry words and beat my arms and hands on a pillow until the anger was released. So I just privately did this.
Right, and that made you feel better.
Yeah, I got it out of me. I was able to say, yes, I'm angry.
Yeah, see, that's good. So having that release, but having the release in the right way, and when it's, and you were there and you didn't do it in front of other people, because then what is their reaction to your action? So you write Grow Up Your Ego, but you also have a book called The Paradoxical Return of the Feminine. Tell us the gist of that book.
Okay. Women once enjoyed more status and power in ancient cultures than they generally do today. Inanna was a prominent female deity in ancient Mesopotamia around 3000 BC. A famous vase, she is said to represent a dual nature as a goddess of love and war with both masculine and feminine qualities. At our present time, she embodies traits of individuation and self-determination and strength within the patriarchal Sumerian pantheon. This subject of feminist theory and regarded by some as the mother of all humanity.
Wow. So that talks about with raising awareness, too, with the steps that you follow, how you can transform that using the power of feminine energy and concrete ways that not just women, by the way, that both men and women can cultivate that energy in your lives. Because you and I talked about that. And all of us have the feminine and the masculine in us, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's important. I think it's important to realize that, but I don't think a lot of people realize that. Do you?
No, I don't think so.
Why do you think that is? Because that's just not emphasized or talked about?
Well, I think it's becoming more forefront now that women have power, and the kind of power they have really helps resolve peace in a way that hasn't been known before.
So there should be more women leaders. What do you think?
Well, don't you think that some are emerging now?
Yes, yes, and I think that you're seeing that. I think the reasoning and the certain abilities that were missing that are there. It's so interesting, the books that you've written, because you know, with your PhD, et cetera, that's what you do. You're bridging the gap, and I said this, between a lot of different things, with our minds, but psychology and also spirituality, and that's a big undertaking. You knew this was your gift, right?
Yes, I did. I knew it early on in my life, and I didn't know exactly how I would achieve it, but eventually, what's interesting is once I identified it, it seemed that doors began to open, that I could walk through that door and grasp and express what was very, very necessary and important at this time in our lives.
Right, exactly. And you've done interviews, you've talked to people about this before, and especially, you know, we go back to your first book, the Grow Up Your Ego, and how it gives you those 10 stages that, you, as you said, that we know those 10 stages, and the explanations, the scientific studies that validate the ego growth period, and then the way that readers can locate themselves along this path and then grow toward that fulfillment. And you've seen the success through some of your patients and what they've been able to do. How gratifying is that?
Well, it's very gratifying. And of note is in the Grow Up Your Ego book, it gives exercises that one can, you know, then really do what's necessary and manifest from one stage to another until you get to the 10th stage.
Right, so make sure that you nail it, that you nail it down. Jeanette Gagan, it's never a bad day when I get to talk to you, for sure. And Grow Up Your Ego is just such a good book, and The Paradoxical Return of the Feminine as well. Important books, I think. And we appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you very much.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.